By now, everybody out there in Radio Land who listens to us knows it's time for the High School Report with our friend Mark Callan, brought to you, as always, by Sweats Tire, serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor, and by the First. Dream first because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community, and by Maine Masonic Charitable Foundation. Well, hello, Mark. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm not bad. It's been a while since we've chatted. I think probably since last football season.
Yeah, it's probably when Rich was away or something. Yep.
So we are now in the thick of it in high school sports, drawing closer and closer to the playoffs. We've got Stearns Foxcroft game is pretty big this week, and some others. So if you're someone looking for the best games to go to, what do you think they ought to be in soccer and football and whatever?
Well, yeah, it's Stearns and Dexter is the big one this weekend. Tomorrow. Yep, that's definitely a big football game. There's a lot of interesting things. I mean, as you mentioned, there's coming down to the wire here. Feel like he's actually the regular season ends next week, so they're really coming down to the wire. As we mentioned, the Stearns-Dexter game. You know, there's a lot of things that happened in the last past week, too, that I think the most interesting things happened in girls' soccer, where Penquist, they tied PVHS, Penobscot Valley, 0-0. Penobscot Valley came in the game 9-0, outscoring opponents 66-3, including beating Penquist 7-2 just like a week before that.
Wow.
So that was quite a thing. And also in Class A, Skowhegan tied Brewer last night 2-2. Skowhegan came in. Brewer is a very quality team, one of the top teams, and Skowhegan came in 0-9. So some interesting things just proves that you never know any given night, right? But I think those are some of the things. And Bangor in boys, another big one coming up. I think it's tomorrow Bangor hosts Brewer. Bangor hosts Hamden in boys soccer, and that's going to be a big one there. Bangor is 6th in the standings, Brewer is 7th, Hamden 8th, so they're jockeying for position there in those standings.
What does it look like in field hockey? Who's really starting to pull away from the field?
You won't believe this one, Skowhegan.
Yeah, Skowhegan. I figured I'd throw you a softball there.
They're good, but they have one more game left. It's against Messalonsky, who's number 2 in the standings. So, that's one to watch. In Class B, Lawrence is the head of the class there. Belfast number 2, so those two are the top two teams. Lawrence beat them 2-1 the first time, and they do play again. So that would be interesting. In Class C, MCI and Dexter still have 2 games left in the next week. And I think, if one of those teams wins both those games, one of them will finish that. Whoever does that will finish number 1. So something to watch there.
Now, football. We have so many brackets now. We've got 4 classes. We've got 8-man. When you look around the state, who are the big surprises for you this year in football?
Good question. I think Madonna Valley, I think, is at the top of Class C. I think Class C North is a little bit down this year, but I think Madonna Valley's at the top there. They're a little bit of a surprise. In Class D, I think just how wide open it is, I think at least 4 teams wouldn't be any surprise to anybody if they come out of that. I think that's a surprise. And, 8-man football, the small level, is pretty competitive. I mean, Stearns and Dexter play tomorrow. Whoever wins that will probably finish 1, but Bucksport's in the mix. There's some good teams in the mix. Bandall Cook's done a little bit of a surprise on a positive note. They've done quite well. So those are a few teams. And, I think Skowhegan's the best team in B. I'm not sure that's quite a surprise. I thought, they were definitely going to be in the mix. But right now, today, they're the favorite.
And when you look around Class A, is there anybody in the north, or is it all going to be in the south, or at the west, as we say?
Well, it's one class, but yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, it's going to be really the only one north of Lewiston is Bangor, and they're struggling this year. But it's at the top's very strong. Oxford Hills, you know, I guess they could be considered a North team. But Oxford Hills and Bonnie Eagle, Scarborough, Thornton's always in the mix. Thornton had a tough one a couple of weeks ago against a New Hampshire team where they lost a low-scoring game. So I think that's been made some games more competitive with some teams playing New Hampshire teams too. So I do want to say overall this year, the football game's been the football matchups have been a lot more competitive overall. I mean, we're still going to get the blowouts no matter what sport it is, but it's been a lot less this year.
Yeah, I noticed at the beginning of the year there were a lot of blowouts when there were some mismatches, but the games have been much closer as things have gone on. Well, what are you guys covering this weekend?
Well, we're going to be at Foxcroft, broadcast in Hampton Academy in Foxcroft tonight. Coverage begins at 6:45. It's homecoming weekend for Foxcroft, so they're doing the Hall of Fame stuff tonight, and we'll have that at halftime. So looking forward to that. Foxcroft's bounced back after a loss a couple of weeks ago to Lisbon, 14-13, breaking their long winning streak, and they defeated John Babs last night. They're looking to keep things rolling. As I mentioned, Class D with Lisbon, Freeport, Winthrop, and Foxcroft, it's all up for grabs. And Poland's not that bad either. So, it's really going to be a tough they want to get up to 2 or 3 at least, so you get more home games.
Well, it sounds good, Mark. We appreciate you as always, and Rich will be back next Friday to talk to you, and we look forward to that then.
All right. Thanks. It's always nice talking to you.
Good talking to you, Mark. Mark Callen from Eastern Maine Sports.